What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to the show. Nick Rodriguez here. I haven't recorded any podcast. I got a little distracted, kind of fell in love and did all that. I've been, oh my goodness, online dating. It's been crazy. I'm glad it's over. I definitely love being in a relationship more than not being in a relationship. I know there's a ton of guys who do not like being in relationships. I myself cannot stand being single. I'm not a great getter dunner. I'm a great partner who matches up with someone and does a good job at stuff. So I need somebody in my life. I mean, anytime I say I need, I know I could probably do it without, but it's like, what's the point? Like, I like having fun doing life, doing stuff with someone, if that makes sense. Like, I have business stuff I have. I've got church stuff. I've got all this. I got a sneeze right now, and I wish she was here. Excuse me. I would just, that sneeze would have been better if she was here to say bless you. But anyways, I met this girl. I connected with her online like probably 2 years ago, and I sent her a message. She messaged me back, and whatever happened, she definitely cut me off or let me down or like blocked me. She ended that really quick, I remember, a couple years ago. And this girl is like specific. She's my type. She's exactly what I was looking for. And so I fucked up. I lost the chance of, I didn't even get to meet her. Whatever I said, I don't remember exactly what I said. It could have been anything, trust me. But I totally, so 2 years later, I'm scrolling through OkCupid. I've used OkCupid and then Bumble as of recently. I'm going to blow my nose, so put it on pause for just a second here. So Bumble and OkCupid. So I'm scrolling on, most everybody is on Bumble now, but OkCupid still, you know, this girl was still on OkCupid. So I'm going through OkCupid, and like I had to, hold on, I'll get right. All right, so part two to my story. So I'm going on OkCupid, and I see this girl again. Like, she's exactly what I love, like, physically. Like, she's little, she's shorter, she's Asian, she's gorgeous. She's, like, she's not, like, the type. You go through there and you click on girls that are cute that you think, oh, I might be attracted to this. No, this is the girl, like, if I had a billion girls lined up, I would pick her. Like, she's the girl that I want. So she's on there. So I remember her. And so I'm like, I cannot mess this up this time. So anyways, I send her a message. I don't hear anything back for a while. It's been a little bit, so I don't remember exactly. But she doesn't text me back. I text her again. She finally messaging me back. Messages. So I can't talk to her too much. Like, I'm going to mess up again. So I know that she seems like the type of girl that you marry. Like, this is a woman, right? She's like 6 years older than me. She's mature. She's hella fun. Like, I've figured that out. But at the time, I was like, I have to get this girl to meet me very quickly, or I'm going to mess this up. So I kind of just randomly text her, hey, can you meet me for coffee this Friday? Just kind of going for it. And that doesn't usually work online. Most girls online, like, you have to talk to them for a few days at least, if not a couple of weeks. The ones that are actually serious about dating. So she actually messaged me back, and she says that she couldn't make it that day, but she could. We set up a time to meet up at Starbucks. So I am ecstatic. Like, this is this is seriously like the girl of my dream that I have been thinking about her for over 2 years. And so I finally, I'm getting my chance. So, I mean, long story short, this is, I wasn't going to podcast about my relationship here, but we meet. It's a long, she's so mature, so patient, so, she goes very slow, and I'm not a slow-moving guy, and so, anyway, she's testing me, she's making sure that I'm serious about her. I mean, this takes months to finally get to the point. I ask her to be my girlfriend, she hesitates, and I'm like, okay, don't say no. Because that will bug me. Let's come back to this. So she wasn't ready when I thought she might be ready. But anyways, I finally convinced her to be my girlfriend. And so it's official. I'm ecstatic. This girl, so at first, all I knew about her was that she was gorgeous. And getting to know her, it is really one of those that she's beautiful. Just as beautiful, if not more, on the inside than the outside. And it's one of those things that she should not be interested in me. She is so much, like, in a different class than I think that I am. But she, it's so cute because she adores the things that most people find annoying about me. I will, like, ramble with her for hours. And she just loves listening to me talk. And that's not normal. Most people, I mean, I am just bugging them. I feel like I talk way too much. And she'll say stuff. I love listening to you. The things that you say are so beautiful. I mean, she's so gentle with my heart. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I am officially in love. Head over heels. I adore this woman. Her name is Miss K. And you'll be hearing a lot about her. So, anyways, we'll skip to another segment. Hey, guys. So, I was on Facebook the other day, and I got sucked into a little Christian conversation about homosexuality. And there was a... And what gets me is this sin thing, this whole Christianity and sin thing. Everybody has their thing that they look at that is sin that they don't do but somebody else does, and then these people over there look at them and they're doing some sin things but they don't do it, so everybody's pointing at everybody's sin. And for me, the bottom line is that God doesn't give a fuck about your sin. He doesn't give a fuck. He dealt with your sin. He got rid of it. He forgave it. He put it in the depths of the sea. How more can you get uncaring about your sin? And Christians, you care so much about everybody else's sin. Oh, those people are in sin. Let's love the sinner but hate the sin. All this stuff, it's ridiculous. It separates us. It puts them outside of us. Those people are in sin. Those people need God. Those, look at your fucking self, motherfuckers. That's what I think about that. But anyways, my main point is that it's a personal relationship. So let's let it be personal. Mind your own fucking business. Like, if I am in a relationship with God, and God loves the fuck out of me, right? He loves me so much. Do you not think? Getting excited. Do you not think that if I am doing something, right, sin, that you don't think that my personal relationship with God would include God letting me know, hey, son, you know, when you say bad words like fuck, like it hurts my feelings, and you probably shouldn't say that anymore. If you love me, you wouldn't say fuck. And I would go, oh man, I love you so much, God. I didn't realize that was hurting you. And you know what? I'm not going to fucking say fuck no more. I'm not going to do it because I care about you so much. Like, that is what a personal relationship looks like. That's what lovers do, is we let each other know. And guess what? I'll be right back.